It is truly wonderful to see you all gathered here tonight. I want to begin, as I typically do, with a word of public thanks and appreciation to the members of our bereavement ministry team for preparing us today for the liturgy and for the reception which is to follow, to which you are all very cordially invited to stop and get a snack, but also for their very, very sensitive pastoral care to our parishioners all throughout the year. Many of you have experienced in a more immediate way in this past year. So to all of the members of our bereavement team, we are deeply grateful and ask God's blessing upon you as well. I'm sure that many, if not all of you, have had some moments like the one I'm going to describe in a rather personal way. It was back on October 21st. I was on the telephone talking to my sister Betsy in South Carolina on the 12th anniversary of my brother Paul's death. And popped into my mind like one of those memories in your mind's eye that you can't get rid of. I mean, it's 12 years later, right? You get over it, huh? So while I'm talking to my sister, I have this image in my mind. It was Thursday night, October 20th, 2005. I was at my sister Barbara's house where my brother was being cared for in hospice fashion by her, who was a nurse. He had gone to the John, and he couldn't physically get up. So I went over to help him get up. But as he wasn't strong enough to stand up, I put my arms under his shoulders to lift him up. He just cried out in pain because it hurt so bad. So we finally got him back over to the hospital bed and laid him down. But I know that when I left that night, I said goodnight and I love you and hope you had a life without pain. But he died the next afternoon. The image that comes to mind is the last time I saw my brother alive, I caused him pain. Yeah. Done that. There's a homily in there, not just for me, but for all of us. See, so many times in the aftermath, even 12 years later, of a loss of a loved one, we can be haunted by the unfinished business at the time of their dying. A conflict that was never resolved. An unacknowledged hurt or disappointment. The lack of time to really patch up things with someone that we love. And while the person who's gone to God, we trust, has been relieved of any worry or anxiety about that unfinished business, the rest of us, the survivors, can be heavily burdened with that unfinished business. Only if. What about? In the midst of the grief, this also can be a very profound regret about what we wanted to do and didn't do in the lives of people that we care about. So make no mistake about it, folks. Jesus' words in the gospel tonight that we've heard many, many times at funeral services, "Come to me, you who are laden and burdened," are not just intended for people who are physically suffering and terminally ill. They're also mentioned and intended for us, who oftentimes come heavily burdened by our own sadness and grief and even regret at the loss of a loved one. We need that rest that only Jesus can give. He's the one who says to us, "My burden is light. Find peace in me." That's why we're here, to draw strength from that promise of the Lord, who himself experienced death for us and was raised up by the Father. Our ability to face death with courage and hope is dependent upon how much we embrace in faith the conviction that the Old Testament writer gave us, that the souls of the just, not those who are perfect on their own right, the just, those people like you and me and our loved ones who are justified by the death and resurrection of Christ, those just ones, not the perfect ones, not the holy ones, all those justified with God through Christ are in the hands of God, where no torment can touch them. They are at peace, says the wisdom writer. Our ability to face death is dependent upon our ability to embrace that faith. That's why Paul reminds us in his letter, okay, that we walk in this life with faith, not sight. We don't see the end point. We don't see for facts what's going on. We trust and believe in the Lord who calls us to himself. So tonight, we gather with sincerity and trust to pray for our departed loved ones, Those who have died this past year whom we remember in a particular way, the candles. Those others who are past dead that are remembered in our book of remembrance. All those who have died, that they would truly be at peace with God. But let's also pray for one another. That if you have come to this church tonight still haunted by some regret about unfinished business with a loved one, leave that burden here. Be raised up in Christ and enjoy the peace of Christ that only He can give. We come to mourn. We come to pray. Let's also ask the Lord to heal our hearts.